Dead Man Walking. The man who died in 1942 trudges up the stairs of my book loft, panting in anger, excited by what he is about to do. "I'm waiting for the Attorney General to put his opinion in writing," he barks at the dusty air. "You see, I'm legally dead."
Being a prisoner in my own loft, what can I do but bite? What do you mean you're legally dead?" I ask.
"Look at this," he says, unwrapping a dusty, very World War II government-looking tan document, his hands shaking with excitement. I look at the lists of soldiers who were deemed officially dead in 1942 World War II. His name is there, very clear, in black and white.
"You were declared dead?" I ask.
"Damn right I was."
"Well, did you ever tell the government you weren't dead?" I ask.
This seems like a logical thing to ask in the late morning coolness of the loft.
"Hell no," my visitor says, as if I should know better than to ask such a thing.
"My mother collected $10,000 on the Army's life insurance," he said.
"And she never gave me a cent of it,"
he frowns.
"She collected life insurance on you and she knew you weren't really dead?" I ask.
"Why not?" he says. "I'm legally dead, so I can do anything I want to, legal or not, because the law says you can't prosecute a person who's legally dead," he shouts at the books in the hallway. "So once I get this legal opinion in writing, I'm going to embezzle and do anything else I can to make money and live high. I figure I'll be $10 million richer because they can't do anything to me."
I am speechless for a moment. "Your mother didn't give the money back, and you didn't tell the government you're still alive," I ask.
"Hell no," he repeats.
The dead man eventually leaves the loft, grumbling down the stairs, government document in hand, promising he'll let me know how the legal opinion turns out. I know he'll be back, because dead people never go away, you know.